That was music of Mozart. It's going to be on the program this Sunday with the New Horizons Orchestra. Full disclosure, I will be playing in that orchestra. My conductor is here, Dr. Mariana Gabi, and the soloist that we will have on Sunday is here, Daniel Vega Albela. We just heard Isaac Stern performing the Rondo from the Violin Concerto No. 5, George Zell conducting the Columbia Symphony Orchestra.
Well, I can't say anything about George Zell, but wonderful things. But if you come on Sunday, you will be given a treat because Daniel is unbelievable. I mean, in my opinion, it's just as good as Isaac Stern.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe more delicate, maybe more refined. Maybe, to me, it's just magic. And I think people should understand that this is a rare, rare situation to have in Las Cruces such a great artist. And I couldn't be more pleased that he is doing this for us gratis. You know, this is unheard of in many places in the world. You can't find this. And we have it in Las Cruces. So bravo to Daniel, and please do come.
Yes, okay. The concert is Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Atkinson Recital Hall. Daniel, the very one that we've been speaking about, is here also.
Blushing.
I am blushing. Well,
you are entirely too nice, Dr. Gabi.
I want to read a quote for you, too, and we're going to discuss it, okay? This is a quote from the 19th century. To hear Mozart's music is to feel one has accomplished some good deed. It's difficult to say precisely where this good influence lies, but undoubtedly it is beneficial. The longer I live and the better I know him, the more I love music. That was in a letter from Tchaikovsky to his patron.
Madame von Meck.
Yes, about Mozart. He loved the music of Mozart. Yes. And of course, Tchaikovsky is also on the program. We'll talk about that briefly. What is it about Mozart's music that is so uplifting and profound and every emotion?
Daniel, you want to tell them what you think?
Well, I think that Mozart is a very complete composer. Obviously, he spent a great deal of his creative energy writing opera. And obviously, in addition to, you know, just writing wonderful mature works, he was quite the child genius. He wrote his first opera when he was 11.
Yeah, and he was also a violinist. Everybody thinks of him as a pianist, but he could play these works that he wrote for violin.
Yes, he toured when he was, 5 years
yes,
old, 6 years
that's
old?
That's right.
Yeah, with the violin mm-hmm. and
so
piano.
It's kind of hard to pinpoint exactly what makes genius happen, but he definitely was so well trained in all aspects of musicianship, and he brought all of those elements to bear in every single one of his compositions, particularly, you know, once he became a young adult.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. And I think the purity of the sound of the melodic line of the emotion that is so subtle but still there, you know, it's hard to define, but rarely do you find musicians who can do this. It seems so simple and it sounds like it's so easy, but it's the most difficult thing in the world to play Mozart well.
Yes, and it's so transparent.
So exposed, mm-hmm. you know. So I think Daniel is just one of the rare people that I've ever met. I did this last time with Franco Gulli, who was extremely gifted. I mean, Franco Gulli's Mozart was exquisite. And he was very well known, like Grumio, you know, in Belgium and Paris. And he was marvelous to work with. But I find such pleasure in Daniel's sound and in his refinement and his enjoyment of the work. I think that's important, too.
You know, for me, Mozart was probably my first love when I was growing up as a kid. I always admired Bach because the first recording I heard of classical music that I became kind of fixated on was a recording that my father brought home, and it featured David and Igor Oistrakh playing the Bach double violin concerto, and I think the A minor concerto and the E major, and I was fascinated by those pieces. But the first love of my life in terms of a composer was Mozart, and so I've been playing this concerto ever since I was a little kid, and it's amazing to see how every time I pick it up again, I find something different. Yep. I can continue to grow as a musician with this concerto.
Yes.
And it's been really, really fun to work with Dr. Gabi. First time we worked together, I biked over to her place, and we had a blast. It was a lot of fun.
We just don't need rehearsal. For some reason, he is just there, and we feel the music, and it happened. It's a happening. And of course, we are dealing with amateur orchestra, and there could be a blurb and a mistake occasionally, but that's not important. What is important is that the essence of the concerto is there, and the music is just joyful and beautiful. The slow movement is just exquisite. Daniel does such a beautiful job. So please do come and listen to it. I think you'll be rewarded.
The movement we just heard, it's often called the Turkish violin concerto because of, I don't know, some
rhythmic 16 bars.
Yeah.
Well, at the time in Europe, people seemed to be pretty obsessed with what would they consider to be exotic music.
Exactly.
And there was a certain fascination with Turkish music.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this was an indication on the score, but in the middle section, obviously it's a rondo form, and the middle section goes into 2-4. And I don't know if it's originally indicated in this score for some of the string parts to be played collegno, which basically means that you're going to be using the wood of the bow to strike the string, so you create a percussive sound. Or if maybe the musicians, when they came up on this section, they thought it sounded Turkish, and then they decided to add some sound effects of their own. But it's actually a pretty cool little effect when you get into that Turkish section.
It's delightful. And Mozart also, he has a famous Turkish rondo for piano. It was a fascination at the time, as you say. So that's the big concerto on the program, is the violin concerto number 5 of Mozart. Also on the program, I want to make sure we mention Dr.
Kathy
Gabi.
Kathy Hill will be our guest conductor, and she is going to do the Russian Easter Overture by Rimsky-Korsakov.
Yes.
So Kathy's a very fine conductor, and I think this is her third appearance with us, so we're very fortunate to have her, and she is an asset to our concert. By the way, I want to mention that this concert is honoring Millie Conrad. Millie is a oboist who retired last year, but she is the founder of the New Horizon Symphony about 15 years ago. Millie had it in her head that she was going to start a New Horizon in Las Cruces, and it has grown to 71 members in these years. So we owe it to her, and we are honoring her Sunday. So
she's
a lovely person. And
it's just a wonderful endeavor to have these New Horizons orchestras. They're all around the country for people who maybe gave it up, like me, years and years ago, and get to come back and play with
absolutely
a wonderful conductor like you, Mariana Gabi, and Kathy Hill, others, and Daniel, although I'm not in the Mozart. The other piece is the Capriccio Italien.
Yes, the Capriccio Italien is what we're going to, I'll finish with that. And I think it's a good ending to our season. It's a happy piece. It happened that Tchaikovsky was visiting Italy, and he was in Rome, and he was near this army base, a Carabinieri, it must have been. And they started the composition with that, a bugle call, sort of, and goes into dances and all kinds of things.
It's a wonderful piece.
I'm
sorry, we've had to have a very short interview today, but Tchaikovsky, Rimsky-Korsakov, Mozart on the program Sunday at 3. Thank you to Dr. Mariana Gabi our conductor, and Daniel Vega Albela, the violin soloist, for coming in today. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you for having me.
And the concert is Sunday at 3 at the Atkinson Recital Hall. Stay tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces, KRXG Silver City, and KRWG.org.